A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The opening line of today's gospel says, they ought always to pray and not lose heart. The question, though, comes to mind is, why is this the case? Why is God commanding this of us? Firstly, this is such an important axiom, a truth of the faith, because we are believers, and Christ has specifically said it. And so whatever Christ says, we do. We're Christians. We're followers of his. More than that, however, prayer is a sort of recognition on our part of our own limitation and a dependence on God. Prayer helps us to recognize and remember this truth of the faith. St. John Paul II said, "We come from God, we belong to God, and we return to God." Prayer, therefore, is first an act of intelligence, a feeling of humility and gratitude, an attitude of trust and abandonment to him who gave us life out of love. Prayer is a mysterious but real dialogue with God, a dialogue of confidence and love. St. John Paul II actually has a lot to say about prayer, so here's a bit from him. "We are Christians, and therefore we must pray as Christians. For the Christian, in fact, prayer acquires a particular characteristic, which completely changes its innermost nature and innermost value. The Christian is a disciple of Jesus. He is one who really believes that Jesus is the Word incarnate, the Son of God who came among us on this earth. As a man, the life of Jesus was a continual prayer, a continual act of worship and love of the Father. And since the maximum expression of prayer is sacrifice, the summit of Jesus' prayer is the sacrifice of the cross, anticipated by the Eucharist at the Last Supper and handed down by means of the Holy Mass throughout the centuries. Therefore, the Christian knows that his prayer is that of Jesus. Every prayer of his starts from Jesus. It is he who prays in us, with us, for us. All those who believe in God pray, but the Christian prays in Jesus Christ, because Christ is our prayer." My brothers and sisters, when Christ tells us to pray, it's not simply a command or rule that must be followed, but it is truly that mystical place of union of the soul and God, where we pray with him, in him, and through him. So today and every day, together, let us keep this prayer alive in our hearts so that Christ dwells within us, for truly, he is our prayer.